to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and I'm going to go to our Capitol Hill Commando in a few minutes. Ernie's on the line from Virginia. I'm going to go over some marching orders for Monday morning, folks, and for him to bring us up on how we're doing on defeating these totally unconstitutional bills, these totally nation-ending bills that the Congress and the Senate are trying to pass right now, that the President is literally salivating over to bring us down to third world nation status and destroy our sovereignty and enslave you and me and our children and grandchildren. But we'll be with Ernie in just a minute. Let me finish up with the former president of Italy. I'm just so pleased that this man, Francisco Cossiga, has come forward fantastic about exposing 9/11 being a CIA and Mossad operation. And he says here, Cossiga's revelations contributed to an Italian parliamentary investigation of Gladio, this Operation Gladio, which was a rogue intelligence network of all intelligence agencies under NATO, including America and the Mossad, during the 2000 year 2000. They had this Italian parliamentary investigation, during which evidence was unearthed that the attacks on 9/11 were being overseen by the U.S. intelligence apparatus of America. In March 2001, Gladio agent, Operation Gladio agent Vincenzo Vesigheri, stated in sworn testimony, he said, "You had to attack civilians, the people, women, men, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from the political game. Why? The reason was quite simple. To force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security. And that means, folks, to take away their freedoms. When you go to the state of America, to the federal government and say, give us greater security, the first thing they say is, okay, we're going to take away the Bill of Rights, we're going to take away the Constitution, and now you're secure. Now that you're in a cage and you're a slave, you're secure. You're safe from everybody but your enslavers, that is." In March 2001, Gladio agent, I already said that. Cossiga, former president of Italy, Cossiga's new revelations appeared last week in Italian's oldest and most widely read newspaper. And it goes on and on, folks, but I'm gonna just leave you to go and read this yourself, okay? Go and read this yourself. And it is, let me look here. You don't have to go to Italy. Just go to Infowars.com, okay? www.infowars.com and look up the article, and I'll spell you the last name of the former Italian president. The last name is spelled C-O-S-S. I-G-A, C-O-S-S, and I'm saying here, not F-F, it's S-S, it's Sierra Sierra, C-O-S-S-I-G-A, the former Italian president. And if you put that in Google, folks, you probably will pull this up too, talking about Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, all right, and read that report. It is absolutely tremendous. We now have national leaders, like one of the national leaders in Germany a couple years ago came out and said that he knew it was a government operation also. But now the former president of Italy has come out and said, yes, it definitely was. We did an investigation, and it was under the rogue intelligence agencies under NATO that carried it off and specifically run by U.S. intelligence apparatus. Okay? All right, we're coming right back, folks, and we're going to get with our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. Proud to have him on with us. He's going to tell us where we're at on stopping these unconstitutional and nation-ending bills. So please get a pencil and paper, and we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, folks, we're back here, and we're just so pleased every week, folks, to be able to get an update on what's happening on Capitol Hill, how the international criminals up there who are dedicated to money, getting these millions in their secret bank accounts in the Senate and the Congress, are standing against the people and against the Constitution. But with our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia, coming on and telling us what they're doing and where we need to attack back with our phone calls and our faxes and emails, folks, it is so critical right now that we stand up and we stop the evildoers, as God said in Psalm 94:16, stand up against the evildoers, rise up against the workers of iniquity. And that's what we're doing. Not only are we doing what God told us to do, but we're saving our nation from being destroyed and saving our children and posterity from being enslaved. So with that said, let's go to our dear brother, Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, Jack. You're absolutely right. We have a lot to address, but we do have some good news, starting with the hate bill. Senator Kennedy's hate crime amendment approved by the House and Senate was stripped from the National
Defense. It
was stripped out. Midday Thursday.
Praise God, brother. We won again, brother. Like I say, anytime we stand up and raise Cain, we win.
Absolutely. And by making the calls, and I'd like to give credit to truthtellers.org and Ted Pike, the Reverend Ted Pike, for his efforts, your efforts, Rick Adams, RBN, and so many other Christians and concerned citizens about the loss of their civil rights and civil liberties that continue to call and put pressure on the House, especially the House, to drop it. It was reported in the Washington Post on Friday by Paul Kane in an article titled, Hill Negotiators Drop Hate Crime Provision. However, Senate Democrats, after the House formally balked at voting on the provision in conference, vowed to bring up the measure again next year.
Well, they certainly will, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is a continuous effort, almost like the amnesty bill for the illegal aliens, the 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in the country. We've had to continually call and be attentive to what the House and the Senate are doing on amnesty, because I still don't believe Homeland Security is complying with the law to build the two-tier fence on our southern border. I see a single-layer fence starting to be built, and there's some efforts to possibly use eminent domain, and I think this is a political shot in Texas to get a lot of people upset. But there are some Texans and some farmers on the border who don't want the fence. Their livestock need to get water from the Rio Grande, et cetera, but I think that's being played politically to stop the fence. I think this fence is critically needed, especially the two-tier fence. And I want to bring to your listeners' attention an article by John Christian Reiter today on newsrefuse.com titled Immigrants and Illegals. It's a three-part article, well-written, talking about how our politicians and our elected leaders are violating federal law when they don't enforce the existing immigration laws, and more importantly, when cities and towns give sanctuary to illegal aliens, they have committed a federal felony under the Federal Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 8.
Sure have, brother. Yes.
And all the details of that act and what the fines are, there's a fine of $10,000 per infraction or imprisonment in a federal penitentiary for not more than 5 years. What citizens need to do is to challenge these violations of federal law. And when our elected leaders don't enforce the law, they commit treason. Not only should they be held accountable for these penalties and noncompliance, but the Constitution requires first that they be impeached and removed from office and then charged with the crimes they've committed. Yeah. And these 20 to 30 million illegals are being done purposely, Jack. There is a plan to divide our culture, to undermine our country, the nation state, and you talked about Israel, and the plan, the effort by the globalists to secure the oil there. The globalists intend, and Mr. Omart is a CFR member, intend to establish a Middle East region comparable to the North American Union. And so I just wanted to mention, we not only are we likely to see the hate crime legislation again after we won on the amendment, but it's going to come back, and the Democrats in the Senate are going to be pushing this in January. And I expect the Democrats in the Senate, because if you recall, in New York, the governor of New York and his push to give illegal aliens driver's licenses, they are going to make every effort, because the Bilderberg Organization at the end of May and early June pretty much selected Hillary Clinton to be the next president. Or in the event they cannot get her because of the growing backlash in possible losses in Iowa to Mr. Obama, there is the potential for them to back the other CFR advocate or supporter and close friend of Rick Warren, you know, the New Age religion advocate, one world religion type, Mr. Huckabee.
Right.
And you know, and Mr. Huckabee's getting a free pass by the media, a lot of attention, and you had talked about Ron Paul and his campaign and how great it was. I mean, to see his campaign supported by Grassroots America, but you don't see any mention of this hardly outside of that New York Times article or the L.A. Times article you mentioned. Very little attention being given by mainstream media of the Ron Paul candidacy that has caught fire. And instead you're going to see a push by Mr. Huckabee and some of the Christian, I think uninformed Christians, to support Mr. Huckabee, because he is an ordained minister, and the establishment, if, and you understand this, but the, and their efforts to sort of undermine Ron Paul because of his views about non-intervention in other countries. And if you read Joel Skousen's write-up Friday in World Affairs Brief, he talks about what is happening on that score. He says that why so many Christians reject Ron Paul's not interventionist foreign policy, it's related to Israel, and they see God's covenant to preserve Israel as a heritage for the Jews. But from Skousen's work and his viewpoint, it's the hand of God will work to preserve Israel and the Israeli citizens and the Jewish and the fundamentalists and the traditional Jews, not the labor Zionists that you talk about, or the Trotskyites, the communist CFR types. They're undermining their people as much as they're undermining our people and their march towards one world government.
They sure are, brother. Yeah, and it's interesting, Ernie, that now the people on the far left, and I've seen this in Hollywood, are beginning to realize that their millions and millions of dollars they have is not going to cut it in this world totalitarian system. They're beginning to realize that they got to have like $100 billion in order to be a part of the super rich, and if not, they're going to be part of the super poor, and they're beginning to speak out against this Antichrist system. It's amazing what's happening.
Oh, it is. It really is, and it's not even comparable to the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages in terms of the few controlling all the serfs.
Yes.
There is another agenda afoot, and that's to reduce the world's population. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see famine, hunger like you've never seen before as the economic system comes unglued. And as you know, Mr. Chapman has reported admirably on the state of the economy, and also Paul Craig Roberts in his write-ups. We are sitting on a tinderbox in terms of the collapse of the U.S. dollar, and as you noted earlier in the show, Iran has said no now to the U.S. dollar, and I think there's a move afoot by OPEC to go with a basket of currencies in the near term, further undermining the dollar. So we're at a major crossroads given the subprime mortgage crisis, and I certainly don't think, Jack, that we can work our way out, or the Federal Reserve can work their way out, by throwing more money at the problem. As they throw more money at it and drop the interest rates, they collapse the dollar.
That's right. Absolutely, brother.
So, yeah. But that is a serious situation, this hate crime legislation. We have another, the workplace hate crime measure. The Senate has not taken any action on that. And that was House Resolution 3685, in which the House passed back in November. I've been tracking that. That was passed by the House on Wednesday, November 7th, and a month later, we still don't have an equivalent Senate bill. It's on the Senate calendar, but no bill has been attached yet. So I think what's happened, and I was saying this not too long ago, you remember the discussion on the thought crime bill that we've been talking about, Senate Bill 1959?
Oh, yes.
Well, that measure is sort of similar to these measures in that these all add up to undermining our civil liberties and creating step-by-step a police state. Well, Ron Paul, last week on December 5th, and this is on several websites, it's on Rents.com, RogueGovernment.com. There were two others, and one on the House site I read, www.house.gov/CONGREC/CONGREC2007. Well, I'll tell you about what's in his statement about 1959, and it's going to scare the Senate.
Okay, fantastic. All right, folks, we'll be back. I hope you came armed to the show with pencil and paper. We'll be right back with our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie, I'm writing these notes, folks. In the morning, Monday, we're going to go to the phones and we're going to call these elected things, get them to change their mind. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to say something to you before we go back to Ernie. Out of Hosea 4:6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And John 8:32 is, "And the truth shall make you free." So, Ernie, we're talking about truth here, brother. Thank you for bringing the truth to us and giving us our marching orders. Let's go right back to you, Ernie. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Jack. Just briefly, this before I talk about Ron Paul's outstanding statement, which is sure to upset the establishment and mainstream media, and they will give it no credence. And in response to some inquiries about what is the status of Senate Bill 1959, I think that will be held over until the next year. But it may be pushed even further back because it could help Ron Paul after this outstanding statement on his part. But what Senate Bill 1959 or House Resolution 1955 does, it does not criminalize conduct but may well lead to criminalizing ideas or beliefs in violation of the First Amendment. By targeting the Internet, it may result in increased surveillance of Internet communications in violation of the Fourth Amendment. This bill would establish a commission to study and report on facts and causes of violent radicalism and extremist belief systems. It defines violent radicalism is adopting or promoting an extreme belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. The term extremist belief system is not defined in the bill. Having said that, I'd like to go to remarks by Representative Ron Paul made on December 5th. Ron Paul states to Madam Speaker, "I regret that I was unavoidably out of town on October 23, 2007, when a vote was taken on H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Had I been able to vote, I would have voted against this, quote, misguided and dangerous piece of legislation. This legislation focuses the weight of the U.S. government inward towards its own citizens under the guise of protecting us against, quote, violent radicalization," end of quote. I would like to note that this legislation was brought to the floor for a vote under suspension of regular order. These so-called, quote, suspension, end of quote, bills are meant to be non-controversial, thereby negating the need for the more complete and open debate allowed under regular order. It is difficult for me to believe that none of my colleagues in Congress view H.R. 1955 with its troubling civil liberties implications as, quote, non-controversial. There are many causes for concern in H.R. 1955. The legislation specifically singles out the Internet for facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence, and the homegrown terrorism process in the U.S. Such language may well be the first step toward U.S. government regulation of what we allow to access on the Internet. Are we, for our own good, to be subjected to the kind of government control of the Internet that we see in unfree societies? This bill certainly sets us on that course. This seems to be an unwise and dangerous solution in search of a real problem. Previous acts of ideologically motivated violence, though rare, have been resolved successfully using law enforcement techniques, existing laws against violence, and our court system. Even if there were a surge of, quote, violent radicalization, a claim for which there is no evidence, there is no reason to believe that our criminal justice system is so flawed and weak as to be incapable of trying and punishing those who perpetrate violent acts. This legislation will set up a new government bureaucracy to monitor and further study the as-yet undemonstrated pressing problem of homegrown terrorism and radicalization. It will no doubt prove to be another bureaucracy that artificially inflates problems so as to guarantee its future existence and funding. I wonder also, further, in addition, this legislation will create a Department of Homeland Security established university-based body to further study radicalization and to contribute to the establishment of training, written materials, information, analytical assistance, and professional resources to aid and combat further radicalization and homegrown terrorism. End of quote. I wonder whether this is really a legitimate role for institutes of higher learning in a free society. Legislation such as this demands heavy-handed government action against American citizens where no crime has been committed. It is yet another attack on our constitutionally protected civil liberties. It is my sincere hope that we will reject such approaches to security, which will fail at their stated goal at a great cost to our way of life. Now, I couldn't agree more with Congressman Ron Paul.
Wow, my goodness, brother. Listen, if you haven't sent that to me, send it over by email to me, and I'll put that in our latest Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter here.
Okay, I certainly will send it to you, Jack.
Thank you, Ernie.
And speaking of...
Beautiful, wonderful. Okay, hang on, brother. We'll be right back after the break. Folks, exciting time, friend, here. Ernie has proved again today that when we get up, God's people get up and make noise to our elected things, we win. So that's what we're talking about here today, how to win. We'll be right back with our Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia right after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, folks, getting exciting around here, let me tell you. Ernie just told me some things he's going to share with you folks that is absolutely incredible, and we can see the whole nation's going under a police state, a totalitarian system in the near future if we don't stand up and make noise like God told us to do. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, Jack, I first read about this use of the private contractors to spy on us more and more in the Saturday issue of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. He writes, "George and the neocons are launching a new government agency that will rely heavily on private security contractors to spy on the U.S. and the U.S. Without going through all the details, they will use spy satellites or American military satellites to spy on U.S. citizens. They will monitor everything everyone does." And you remember our prior discussion about the Real ID Act?
That's right.
And the chipping that will come down the road. You combine that with the hate crime legislation and this Senate Bill 1959 or House Resolution 1959, you can see how they're building a police state brick by brick. But I found a good article today on alternet.org. It's www.alternet, alternet.org. Titled, "Bush Goes Private to Spy on You." by Tim Shurrock of CORP Watch, posted on December 6th, printed on December 9th, under a proposal. A new intelligence institution to be inaugurated soon by the Bush administration will allow government spying agencies to conduct broad surveillance and reconnaissance inside the U.S. for the first time. Under a proposal being reviewed by Congress, a National Applications Office, NAO, will be established to coordinate how the Department of Homeland Security and domestic law enforcement and rescue agents use imagery and communications intelligence picked up by U.S. spy satellites. If the plan goes forward, the NAO will create the legal mechanism for an unprecedented degree of a domestic intelligence gathering that would make the United States one of the world's most closely monitored nations. So what I'm saying, Jack, not only are we being hit by the hate crime legislation, the thought crime legislation, and the center to focus on homegrown terrorism with the potential for every American citizen to be a terrorist, this administration now is pushing to use our military satellites against our own people. And yet, we continue to have open borders and thousands of illegal aliens coming into the country. Do we have a disconnect here?
I know it. You know, you can see that this is truly the Antichrist Satanists that have control of our government today, brother, and they're going to enslave all of us. They have no problem with criminals because that's what they are. But you and I are the most scary thing in their lives because if they can't totally control us, we may rise up and take our government back.
Absolutely. And what I found so odd in this article, in the discussion about it, and Congress has a number of concerns, others pointed out, quote, the potential danger of allowing U.S. military satellites to be used domestically. Quote, it would terrify you if you really understand the capabilities of satellites, warned Congresswoman Jane Harman. Jane Harman is the same lady who was the sponsor for House Resolution 1955 and the homegrown terrorism bill. So do we have somebody talking out both sides of her mouth?
Well, I tell you, I believe that she's probably a neocon Trotskyite, and she's all for this Antichrist world government system because otherwise she wouldn't have sponsored that 1955. It's amazing, but we're used to politicians talking out of both sides of their mouth just to throw us off.
Right, right. So we have that going on, and more secret laws being passed or amendments, secret amendments being being passed to legislation and using sensitive information or secrecy or that to keep the American people from knowing what's going on. So I think the use of military satellites against the American people goes beyond the pale. And I don't have a House resolution number or a Senate bill number. And apparently they're doing this with some congressional review. And I, you know, if they go forward with this, what kind of oversight can we expect from Congress? They provide so little oversight when it comes to, for example, the Iraqi war and the waste, fraud, and abuse by private contractors and what Blackwater did to kill so many innocent civilians there in Iraq. And apparently we have hardly any recourse, Jack. So,
right.
I mean, we don't see adequate oversight with Congress and a lot of things. The prison abuse, the Gitmo, and what's going on in Iraq, and it's almost like it's lip service. And to see the administration pushing for the use of military satellites against the American people at this time, it just goes beyond the pale. But I think when we call and we say no to the hate crime legislation, we should also say, in the homegrown terrorism bill, we don't want to see the military military satellites being used against the American people, and we don't agree with this new National Applications Office being established using all these private contractors against the American people.
That's right. These are the same murdering beasts over there, folks, that have been killing over 1,122,000 Iraqi men, women, and children now, folks. over there in Iraq. So they have no qualms about killing millions of Americans either, brother, when those private contractors come over here. We had heard 6 months ago that Bush is bringing back the private contractors to take over the county, control of the counties under martial law, and to pick up the ones they're going to slaughter and just kill off the people on the blue list and the red list, you know?
Oh, right, right. I've heard similar things about that.
Yeah.
I agree. And they also understood that they wanted to continue to undermine our federal border security agents and use Blackwater contractor employees on the border. And, you know, that you think that would slow down the illicit drug smuggling going on by using Blackwater?
No, those guys are there to protect the drug lords and be sure drugs get in the United States.
Right. And, you know, we also, when we make our calls, we still should still call on behalf of Federal Border Security agents Ramos and Compion.
Right.
And I saw on Lou Dobbs earlier or last week, and their case has gone to appeals court. And Dr. Corsi has several articles on WorldNet Daily, WND.com, about that. And one of the federal judges thought that the government had overreached in the situation, or overreacted. Quite frankly, I was disappointed with the federal judge. I thought that was a terrible understatement, because this is clearly a miscarriage of justice against two border security agents working on our behalf to protect us. And this illegal drug smuggler was not a mule. And I disagree with the U.S. attorney about him not having a gun. He's a professional drug smuggler, and you know, Jack, is a former law officer, that drug smugglers carry weapons.
All the time, Yeah, they do. And the reason, when I've arrested drug smugglers on the streets of Phoenix, and they had a gun, they said that they had the gun to protect themselves from others stealing their drugs. Drug addicts and others coming in when they knew they were bringing drugs in and stealing their drugs. So they always carry drugs or guns.
Right. So continue to call on their behalf and to seek a pardon for these border security agents. And we would like to have them out of prison, out of solitary confinement before Christmas. Also, Jack, another very important bill, the Law of the Sea Treaty, is likely to come up soon. Once they get the votes. Now, I'm not certain if they have the votes yet. They need 67 votes to pass this, and they may be struggling. Even Senator Lott said this was a bad bill, and you know, he had voted for the amnesty legislation.
Right.
And when I call in Virginia, the senators always bring up their staff that, well, the military brass wants this. Well, I found an interesting article last Monday. This was on WorldNet Daily, Lost at Sea, by Michael Rawlins, a merchant marine officer, who talked about he understood some of the points being raised by the military brass, but he didn't agree. He said, I recognize the need for free and orderly sea passage, and this law, the Sea Treaty, basically, Jack, as you know, would give 70% of the Earth's planet jurisdiction to the UN and give them land-based pollution source jurisdiction and enforcement authority, international taxing authority, and establish the international seabed authority in a new court system. U.S. would have one vote out of 155 countries, and we would be subject to paying fees for this and that to go fishing. We'd need their permission. It's just an outlandish bill. But he writes, I understand the U.S. military supported the treaty on the grounds of seeking a legal framework to allow clear transit on and above and below straits. However, the military's tunnel vision support is based strictly on the right of innocent passage doctrine and ignores numerous flaws to their own detriment. And it talks about piracy at sea and how you would need permission to before you could take any action against the pirates, even in these certain straits from the UN. Also, you would need to get approval by the UN to do salvage operations, and if it was above a certain amount of money, then you couldn't collect on it. It would have to go into some public museum for an indefinite period. Plus, Marines scientists would be working basically as employees of the UN in the future, and under the transfer of technology clause in that bill, the International Seabed Authority has the authority to seize scientific research data and give it to under states under the power of eminent domain that they would get with this.
Yeah.
So clearly, I don't see how any senator or their staff could see that this law of the sea treaty would be cost beneficial to the United States.
No, it sure wouldn't. It is just more of the same of world government, brother, putting us under the world government system. Just more of the same.
Just more of the same. Now, also, I saw on one show, I think it was the Glenn Beck show, Pat Buchanan was being interviewed about the Day of Reckoning, his new book. And when asked what would he do, well, he said he would bring the troops out of South Korea, the 30,000 troops that have been there since the Korean War, and put them on our border. And that sort of surprised Mr. Beck. But Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia has a bill, House Resolution 939, to authorize the Defense Department to put troops on our border. So I think his bill is really needed. Also, the House Concurrent Resolution 40, opposing NAFTA and the North American Union, that should be supported. And we also have, House Resolution 22 by Congressman Goode to withdraw from NAFTA. And you know what NAFTA has done to this country. It's undermined the middle class, something terribly. And
Got rid of a lot of jobs. Got rid of a lot of American jobs, that's for sure.
Right. And with all the promises that NAFTA would benefit the U.S., well, if you look at the current account balance deficit this year, the rate of growth of that deficit exceeds even the rate of growth of the national deficit. Well, we're living under some kind of illusion that this NAFTA, this free trade, is going to benefit America. And we had another bill passed last week by both the House and the Senate, or by the Senate, to give President Bush a free trade accord with Peru. And if you look at what NAFTA has done to the Mexican worker, it's undermined them, their farms, and essentially these free trade bills are making slaves out of the world.
Right, yeah.
So we should support getting rid of NAFTA, and Congressman Ron Paul has a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve System, which has really got him upset. And that is House Resolution 2755. And if you look at the Federal Reserve's actions during the subprime mortgage collapse and fiasco and bank fraud and whatever, you got to wonder what was the role of the Federal Reserve System. They certainly weren't working on the behalf of America's interests. There was no banking oversight. Right now, throwing more money at the problem is creating, with the liquidity crisis, the Federal Reserve's own actions is undermining the credibility of this country. I agree with Ron Paul. The Federal Reserve System should go. And another bill, Senate Bill 817. We should be calling our congressman to say no to celebrating America's Heritage Act. Congress is planning to draw lines on maps that by designating certain segments as heritage areas, it would strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. We have a further erosion of eminent domain, and this Senate Bill 817 will do just that. And unfortunately, House Resolution 1483 that was passed on October 24 by a vote of 291 to 122 makes me believe this Senate Bill 817 will fly through, but I've yet to see it on a schedule for a vote. I know it's on the calendar. It's been on the calendar since September. But that's another one we need to say no to, Senate Bill 817.
Yes.
Now, we need to go over some phone numbers.
Okay.
Let me see if I got, I had a one good number, a lot of free phone numbers in one article. Let me see if I can find that. Let's see, I got the toll number off the top. That's area code 202. Let's see, whoops, I forgot that. One second.
Okay.
That's 202-224-3121. or 202-225-3121.
Yes.
And the toll-free number is area code 877-851-6437. Again, toll-free is 877-851-6437. That will get you to the congressional switchboard, and you ask for your respective congressman's office or Senate's office and to speak to a staff person and express your views on these bills that we've talked about today.
Yes. Good.
Okay,
good.
And Jack, let's see, what else should I go over here? I've got, let's see, there is a couple bills, and I want to get those numbers up too, for Ramos and Compion. House Resolution 563.
Yeah, Roger that. Brother, Roger that. We'll be right back after the break, folks, with more from our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Coming back hot here, coming back real quick. We got a couple things to go over here. Folks, it's so evil what they're doing to our soldiers, especially our sick soldiers coming home, our injured soldiers coming home. Ernie's going to talk about that real quick. We need to take action against or for this bill that will stop them from robbing our soldiers that get injured in the line of duty when they come back to America. Ernie, go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Jack. U.S. military is demanding that thousands of wounded service personnel get back signing bonuses because they're unable to serve out their commitments. And there was a case out of the Pittsburgh area, Jordan Fox, a young soldier from the South Hills in the Pittsburgh area. He had suffered in a roadside bomb incident an injury to his back and loss of vision in his right eye. And the Army asked for $3,000 of his $10,000 signing bonus back, and one of the local Pittsburgh stations had contacted the congressman there, and Congressman Jason Altmaier. And he put forward a bill, House Resolution 3793, to stop the military's practice of seeking the parts of the bonuses back when the soldiers are injured or wounded. So we need to support House Resolution 3793.
Yes.
That's a real positive.
Think about how evil that is. You have a soldier coming back to the States with one eye and sometimes legs missing, both legs missing and arms missing, and they can't go out to get a job. But yet they say you're going to return your part of your signing bonus. Absolutely Luciferian evil, brother.
Oh, it's totally Luciferian evil. And when you consider how much the mercenary contractor employees are paid. And,
yeah, $100,000, $150,000 a
year. Right, right. And they treat our soldiers with such disdain. You know, that's why I personally would not support any return of the draft. I know the CFRs and Tri-Lateralists would like to see the mandatory Universal Service Act implemented by, I think, Charlie Rangel has a bill on that. I am adamantly opposed to any draft because the way our soldiers are treated in these wars of aggression or wars for profit, and how they are so mistreated when they're injured and the VA doesn't have sufficient facilities and services. And when I read about 25% of the Vietnam veterans being homeless and thousands or 17 on average per day committing suicide, it just makes my heart, it makes me weep how our country has been so harsh in their treatment of these veterans. So we do need to support this House Resolution 3793. And along the same lines, the tragedy that took place in the miscarriage of justice against Ramos and Compion, our federal border security agents, heroes, and how they sit in solitary confinement to this day, and how the U.S. attorney shows such arrogance and disrespect and sides on the side of a Mexican illegal drug smuggler just makes my blood boil. To see such hostility and condescending attitude towards our people who are doing their jobs to protect us.
Yeah.
So we need to say...
Son of a gun, Ernie, we're out of time, brother. Well, Lord bless you, Ernie. What is that bill to pardon Ramos and Compion, do you know?
House Concurrent Resolution 37.
37, good. Okay, brother. Well, Lord bless you. Thank you so much for being with us and keeping us updated. Take care, you and your family. We love you. Don't forget, folks, this is the time to really pray for Ron Paul that he be protected, that God would grant us the victory to get him in as president. Lord bless you all out there, folks. Thank you for your activism. God bless you for standing up for God's country. Don't forget that old cop truly does love you, America. Truly. Good day. With